Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And now we have a chance to put some of your questions that we've been getting all morning reacting to the outbreak of swine flu in Mexico City and outbreaks that have also been reported all around the world. Joining us is Rudy Maxa, host and executive producer of the PBS travel series Rudy Maxa's World. Rudy, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you, John. Thanks.
I suspect you're not surprised that most of the questions come from travelers, people sitting looking at their tickets, either traveling to or through Mexico, wondering what they should do. It's not a surprise, right?
No, not a surprise at all. We certainly saw that several years ago with the outbreak of bird flu in Asia.
Right, and SARS as well. Darren emailed us, I'm supposed to go to Lima, Peru tonight and then on to Santiago on Thursday, both for work. He's got a pretty narrow time horizon. Should I cancel the trip, Rudy?
I don't think you should cancel it. No, there have been no significant cases in Peru that I know of. And you know, I think we have to put this in perspective. As medical professionals just said, in fact, on your show a few minutes ago, this is some warnings or a precautionary measure as opposed to an emergency. I mean, look at Mexico City. This is a city with 18.5 million people for
wow.
population. The odds of you changing planes in Mexico City or going there on a business or leisure trip and contracting swine flu have to be infinitesimal. I mean, you know, maybe you'll win the Powerball lottery before that. So I don't make light of this. I'm just saying that the news is scary. The disease is scary. The potential is scary. But I'm also reminded, I was just doing some searches of clips, and I noticed that back in the early 2000s, a medical specialist was saying that between 5 million and 150 million people may be killed in the course of the SARS epidemic. Well, of course, the numbers barely reached,
right.
Four figures. So there is a little bit of, I call it sort of a mistake of the central position, the thought that you of all people in a city of 18 million people will come down with the flu is greatly exaggerating your position in the
right.
world.
Well, I suspect you would say, and Darren goes on to say that he actually has Tamiflu, the antiviral drug, and he wants to know if he should wear a mask on the plane. Quickly, you would say that those are going way overboard, right?
Well, I can't advise on Tamiflu. I'm, as they say, not a doctor. And you know what? Look, if you are really, afraid of this and are a germaphobe, I mean, none of us want to get germs, but they're all around us all the time, of course, go ahead and wear a mask. If it makes you
right.
feel better, what the heck? I mean, this is the basic stuff. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Throw out that tissue when you use it. Wash your hands with soap and water often. Try to avoid close contact with sick people. And if you get sick with flu, stay away from other people and go see a doctor. That's the basic advice from the California Department of Public Health, and it's good advice worldwide.
What's the travel industry doing to deal with people who are coming here from other places, either to reassure them or to take precautions, Rudy?
I don't think they're doing anything yet, at least in the United States. However, countries like Indonesia and Japan, and I'm guessing China, because even when there wasn't an outbreak of flu, China does this, as you enter the country through airports, there are often detectors that will, as you literally walk through them, and it's not a line like you do for security. You just walk through them as you're coming from the luggage carousel, and they will detect if you have an unusually high temperature. And if they detect that, you'll be pulled aside and questioned.
Rudy, last second, are cruise ships still going to Mexico?
They are, yes.
They are. All right. So Debbie is going to feel very good. She has a honeymoon trip booked for her son, and that can still go ahead. Thank you, Rudy Maxa, host and executive producer of Rudy Maxa's World, PBS series on travel. Thanks, Rudy.